This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, dial here toll free. The number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Lots of features there waiting for you. They're all totally free, so enjoy. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you're just tuning in, we were talking about the social contract in the last hour, but we didn't actually get through the whole piece over at kcresearch.com about why the social contract is total bunk. In fact, they say it's a fraud, and anyone trying to enforce it is acting criminally. But first, we're going to continue with your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Don. He's in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hello, Don.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Thanks for having me on. I just had maybe a different perspective about the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay, sure.
You guys sound pretty entrenched or at least determined about your point of view, but I wanted to offer a different one just for consideration. But
yeah,
out of curiosity, you guys, are any of you married?
I'm married.
Yeah, and did you have kind of a rite that you went through with that?
We went through an Anglican service because it was pretty much the only thing that we could get done on short notice. And also, I had worked at the church at the radio station, so I got a relatively good deal as far as the cost of it. But I made sure he didn't say Jesus, but he slipped in Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost on me.
Okay. Well, anyway, this isn't a religious conversation, but more just that there are rites and cultures. If you've signed a contract, you make agreements, and we have traditions too that are fun traditions. And some religions or some people may not, agree with those traditions for whatever reason. But within a family, there's traditions that everyone looks forward to. And my perspective specifically on the Pledge of Allegiance is that while I actually appreciate your argument about it, and I think there is an element to consider with what you're saying, but for me personally, and I think for a lot of people who have sacrificed for what to them is liberty and justice for all, I mean, this is the nation for which it stands that we love. And so I think we're not, in our hearts, we're not feeling like we're pledging of allegiance to a state, although, again, I'm not going to take argument with what you said, but rather to the ideal for which it stands, liberty and justice for all. And I think this is what a lot of people who stand and have made sacrifices, and certainly it'd be a hard argument to make, that we as American people have not benefited from people who have gone on before us and made selfless sacrifices to better the world and to better our place of living. So just a different perspective there.
So what you're saying is, let me make sure I've understood what you said here, is that when you're engaging in the Pledge of Allegiance, you feel as though not so much you're not really concerned with what the pledge actually says, but how you feel about the pledge, and you feel
I'm not saying that. I think that I think that you guys have interpreted the pledge a certain way, and I'm very clear on exactly what it says. It says, to this nation for which it stands, and then goes on to identify the ideals. And to me, you guys are sort of cutting that part out. So I'm not saying
I like the ideals.
What it says.
I like all the ideals. But my concern is, and the reason, so here is my movement. I was definitely a pledge sayer at one point, and the way I sort of transitioned was, I found out that the pledge was written by a National Socialist, a Nazi, and that the original salute to it looked much more like the salute that the Nazis do than it does the hand over the heart thing. They had to modify that after World War II because, Americans just weren't really into that, or actually it was a little before World War II. Americans weren't into that Nazi salute thing once Hitler started doing it. doing it. And that really bothered me, and it got to me thinking about it. And then what I realized let me finish it, and I'm just telling you my journey. And what I realized for me was that the pledge is an empowering statement. It gives power to the government, because there is no country, there is no republic, there is no American people. There's a group of people in Washington, D.C. that say that they rule over you. You can either choose to accept that or you cannot choose to accept that. I like eagles. I like the colors red, white, and blue. I like it when F-18s fly over football games. I like that stuff. But, you know, when it comes to giving those people in Washington, D.C. power, I realize by standing there, putting my hand over my heart, and looking at their battle flag, that I'm empowering them by giving them consent to everybody who's in the room. And that if I refuse the consent, that I can do one small, tiny little drop of disempowering those people in Washington, D.C.
Well, just to say, I actually quite admire your point of view, and I share it quite a bit. I do not like the way, the government is grabbing power, and the ideals of liberty and justice for all are really slipping away. I think it's evident to most of us. So I actually appreciate your point of view. I think,
well, isn't there some danger then, Don? I mean, if you can recognize, as we do on this show, that, you know, liberty and justice for all is a joke of an idea in this country, and it probably never was accurate. I mean, there have always been people in search of power lording it over others. We just know more about it now than we might have done 200 years ago, because information travels more effectively today. But isn't it sort of, you know, if there's no real liberty to be found and there's no real justice to be found in the United States, by participating in the pledge and or by encouraging our sons and daughters to participate in the pledge, to just go along to get along, doesn't that help the government continue its legitimacy and in people's minds, to make people think this idea that, oh, well, it's the best country on the planet, it's the freest country on the planet, we're so free here, because, well, they've repeated it over and over again as they're very, very young, and very, of course, when you're young and you're repeating things over and over again, it's indoctrination, and so they grow up to believe these things, which, of course, aren't actually true. And doesn't that kind of create something that's not real in people's minds, and isn't that dangerous?
Well, I don't think so completely. I think this is an argument that can be made with taxes too. Paying taxes is a dilemma, right? I mean, we're empowering this big machine that is consistently taking away our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. So it's the same dilemma. Now, is saying the Pledge of Allegiance dangerous? I'll just make the argument that it absolutely not, unless you feel it is, then okay. But I think you guys ought to just consider that many people who say it are preserving in their minds and in their hearts the ideal for which we stand. And when it no longer, and look, when you say there's no liberty to found, I think that's just simply not true. There is liberty to be found here. I've lived in other countries. I'm very clear on the path we're on to socialism and destroying wealth and so on. I'm an economics professor at Dixie State University. I get it. However, I think it's more dangerous not to preserve the understanding with our children for the ideals for which we stand, and to recognize when we veered off course.
I think I can help young people understand those ideals without having to have them read an indoctrination chant on a regular basis, without really ultimately even knowing what they're saying. I think the Pledge of Allegiance is an incredibly dangerous tool for indoctrination, and that's exactly why Francis Bellamy, the creator of the pledge, put it out there, because he wanted to indoctrinate people. In fact, the message of the pledge is contrary to what should be, you would think, the message of this country. If indeed America is all about rights, you know, the Bill of Rights, which are supposedly supporting the individual and your freedom to pursue life in the way that you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else. That's a very individualistic thing, whereas the Pledge of Allegiance is all talking about not de-individualizing people, that, you know, one nation, all together, you know, indivisible. And I don't have a problem with people coming together for a common cause. That doesn't bother me, but it's not really pushing a message of individual freedom at all. They throw the word liberty in there, but that means different things to different people.
I understand professor's position.
I'm not going to change your interpretation of it, but for me, no, it doesn't represent anything dangerous. It, it's no more dangerous to me than it would be to you if you didn't teach your kids ideals. And I think once there isn't anything in the pledge that I think, other than the way you've interpreted it, that makes me feel like it's dangerous.
Thanks,
however,
Don. I appreciate the call. I do appreciate hearing from you. Just to me, seeing people rise in unison and chant together, that seems creepy, and it seems culty as well. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Bellawood Flooring has changed its finishing process. So for the first time ever, Lumber Liquidators is clearing out their current stock of Bellawood at unbelievable prices. Get Bellawood Red Oak Solid Prefinished Hardwood for an incredible $2.99 per square foot. That's over 30% off already low prices. Even stunning solid Bellawood Bolivian Rosewood for an amazing 51% off. These are not seconds. This is first quality with the transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, these clearance deals end Tuesday.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free, bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-453, and it's brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. DrewsDefense.org. Who is Drew? He's Andrew Michael Jones. Some would say he was one of the administrators of the Silk Road. That's what the FBI is accusing him of being. They're saying he was the administrator known as Inigo, and there were only four people arrested in regarding operation of the Silk Road, and he was one of those four. The Mark's getting out of his chair. Someone's yelling outside the studio window here. Anyway, Andrew Michael Jones is a Free State Project participant, so he's a little bit closer to the three of us here and many others than perhaps Ross Ulbricht or the other gentlemen who've been arrested. And so, therefore, I've taken a bit of more interest in this case. I actually got to meet him. I don't know if the two of you were around when he came to town.
I don't remember it now.
He came to town with his girlfriend, Peace Birdie, and they were hanging out at Social Sundays here. And I don't remember how many days they were in town for, but it seemed like it was just maybe a weekend, or maybe they're traveling around the state, kind of checking out New Hampshire, looking to make the move up here. And,
as many Free Staters are wont to do.
Yeah,
what a cool name. I would want to be friends with a Peace Birdie.
Yeah. So he and his girlfriend were here, and they were very, very nice folks. And obviously I was surprised when she reached out to me to say that he's now on house arrest and is facing the rest of his life in prison for being one of the alleged administrators of the Silk Road, the underground black and drug market that is available on Tor, which, of course, the Silk Road has never been down for more than a month. It was taken down last year by the FBI in October and came back as Silk Road 2.0 a month later, so it's still there. The FBI hasn't stopped online drug sales. They've just actually
stopped Silk Road.
They actually made them more prolific, because when Silk Road went down, a couple competitors popped up, and some of them are still around. So he's facing prison for the rest of his life. He's never harmed anybody. None of the allegations against him involve any victims. It's conspiracy to commit money laundering, conspiracy to sell drugs, conspiracy to hack, I believe, or to facilitate hacking. And that's it, from what I understand. He's not being charged with a kingpin statute, as Ross Ulbricht is, who's the man who they're accusing of being the founder of the Silk Road. And he's also not being accused, as Ross Ulbricht is. Ross has been just been tarnished with this terrible accusation of hiring hitmen. Now, there doesn't appear to be much evidence for that, but Andrew Jones doesn't have that. They haven't accused him of doing anything like that. So, if anything, his case seems a little bit more crystal clear than Ross's case. However, Ross has been getting all of the publicity in the issue, and Andrew Jones has been getting next to zero publicity. So he could really use some help. And he's got a defense fund set up over at DrewsDefense.org. That's DrewsDefense.org. If you want to help him out, you can do it with PayPal. You can do it with Bitcoin, as I did. So, again, DrewsDefense.org. In fact, can we announce, Derek J., what's coming up?
I think it's appropriate to announce now. And please go ahead if you like. I mean, I don't want to say.
Well, it's kind of your party.
All right. I'm throwing this party the first night of Keenvention, a Halloween party.
October 31st.
Yes. And there will be a Drew's Defense Hospitality Room where we're looking to raise money for Drew. I think it's a worthy effort. He's a hero of mine for the action that he's even alleged to have done. Who knows what his actual involvement is, but I think it's important. He actually has a winnable case, it seems to me, and
I hope so.
Gets enough attention, well, it seems to me that it would be winnable. I say that because it would be the first time, I think, that someone operating a website would be charged with the things that people are doing on that website, you know, and that's a dangerous precedent to set.
For sure.
If people are interested in preserving internet freedom, this is a very serious case to watch, and one that actually could be won, but it needs more attention. So DrewsDefense.org, I'm looking to raise attention to it by throwing a Halloween party and throwing him the proceeds.
I think it's a fantastic idea, and you can go to keenvention.info, learn more about the event. We'll look forward to seeing you there. It's October 31st through November 2nd. So we've been talking about the social contract, and I want to get back into that here. But, Mark, you had brought up an interesting point in the last hour about this discussion we were having about the social contract. It's not a real contract because it doesn't meet the definition of contract. And the article over at kcresearch.com is going into the details there, but pointing out that you have to be competent in order to enter a contract. You know, you can't have a small child enter into an agreement because they don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't know what they're talking about. It has to be voluntary. You can't put a gun to somebody's head and then, you know, have them sign on a dotted line and say that that's a legitimate contract. That person was forced into it. And there's a few more points that we haven't gotten to yet, but Mark, you had said that, well, what about the, you know, what about going into a restaurant? I mean, there's no set of instructions. You don't sign a contract when you walk in the restaurant to say that I agree that I will sit and I will be quiet and be courteous to my my fellow restaurant eaters, and that afterwards I will pay the bill when it comes, and I understand all of these terms. And, you know, that's kind of the point you were making. Isn't that essentially tantamount to the government's social contract? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but yeah, is that what you were saying?
To some extent, I would say that that is an argument that I have heard for the social contract.
Hey, wait, there's a big difference between eating in a restaurant and agreeing to some nebulous, not actually on paper social contract. I mean, the eating in a restaurant, that's not on paper either, but at least the...
So what is the difference?
Well, the owner of the property, it's being the owner of a thing that gives you the right to make rules about a thing. So, like, if you own a business, you should have the right to decide what the rules are inside that business. And so if your rule is you'll serve people and then they pay, well, that's your rule, and you own the property, so it's legitimate to enforce that rule. But with the social contract, people claim, well, you're on this property, this property owned by the state, and so you have to abide by the state's rules. But I don't think the state acquired the land or the property legitimately. I don't think they're the legitimate owner, so they don't get to make the rules about the thing.
I think that that's... It's interesting.
That's a good point.
It's a good point. And so the state, when we're talking about the United States, one thing's for certain, the United States has its moral authority or whatever it might be, based on winning a war, right? Like, you know, the continental folks fought a war against the king who had whatever right to the people's, the fruits of the people's labor, and then they won the right to the fruits of those people's labor or the land they're on, or I'm not exactly sure what. Because sure, the government claims the right to your labor, the right to your land, and then sort of the right to do whatever the hell it wants beyond that, too.
Mm-hmm.
So there's these two aspects, and then there's this third nebulous aspect. And I think the best argument to me against the social contract is, what is it? Like,
what
I just want to know the provisions of the contract. Like,
what are the terms?
Right. I need to know the terms.
The terms are, you do what they say or else.
That's what the terms are. And if, like, nobody will tell you that, because that doesn't sound like a social contract at all. That sounds like social servitude. It sounds like they're claiming rulership and ownership of you and I. If that were the terms, let's go ahead and lay them out. But I don't need to be lied to you by you stinking people. That's how I feel.
That's an interesting point, because at least if you were to go into the restaurant, you could ask, okay, well, this is a social contract, and what are the terms? Well, the terms are, you're going to pay the bill at the end. You're going to order things. You're going to be behaved.
You're going to behave yourself. You're going to eat your food. Yeah. You're going to leave in a timely manner. You're going to pay your bill. You know, you're not going to make too much of a mess.
Whereas with the social contract, if you even could get the list of terms, which of course would be impossible, because, you know, it would be as long as all the tomes of law out there that would be impossible to read. But it would always change, too, right? Like, because every year laws are changing. There's always new laws being added, and so it's not even like a firm thing, if it even was at one point. It's constantly being modified. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, but yet you're supposed to know what all the terms are? Free Talk Live.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in here at 855-450-FREE. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there waiting for you. We give them all away, so go to freetalklive.com. And you can also get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there.
It's really great coffee. It's Buzzbox coffee. And it's delicious, shade-grown, 100% organic. Top 1% grade Arabica beans. You're never going to taste coffee better than BuzzBox coffee. It's that good. And you can get a free pound simply by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. Derek agrees?
It's great.
It's great coffee. Please, just go get your free pound. Sign up for the subscription there. And if you like the coffee, continue to get your coffee there. It'll be an upgrade in your coffee drinking experience. And you'll help us help people around the world with microloans through Kiva.org. I've been on board with Kiva for years now, and I think it's a great organization and well worth supporting people there. We've managed to support people in Armenia, in Gaza, in Peru, in Uganda, get sewing machines, restaurant equipment, fix a taxi cab, get some cows. I mean, we're really helping people here, and you can help us help more people, because not only do we help these folks by giving them some money, but we loan it to them, they pay the money back, and then we can give the money to somebody else. This is creating something in perpetuity, and that's what we hope to do. Please help us by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com.
We've been talking about the social contract, and what does it really even mean? Isn't it just total BS? That's the argument here from kcresearch.com. The author of the story is Paul Rosenberg. He says the social contract is a fraud, and anyone trying to enforce it is acting criminally. You're welcome to give your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Of course, I don't remember signing any kind of social contract. No one ever has. It's a ridiculous claim that is a claim made by those who support the state as their reason for why things are the way they are. It's a social contract.
It kind of explains things. It says that, man gives up a certain amount of man's freedom in order to live in congress with other men.
It's the cost of living in a civilized society, right? The obedience.
And I think that there's an argument for that, but what we call that is manners. And the idea of giving powers, superpowers to the government, because I think
the social contract is not about manners, it's about obedience, it's about doing what you're told.
Right, well, they guise it in manners, though. Like, you're a good person if you give money to this inefficient organization that doles out money to a bunch of, lazy people and powerful corporations. And if you don't do that, you're bad. And,
or if you even just call out the thieves, like I did with the parking enforcer video, you're a bad person. Even people within the Liberty Movement are critical of that video. Also, Derek, classic video involving you and me with the lady who's the crossing guard, one of the most unpopular videos that we've ever produced. And it's still something that people bring up as evidence of how awful of human beings we are, because we should apparently just stand by quietly as you, in this case, were attacked by this woman, physically assaulted. Apparently we're just supposed to not say things about that and not, record video of being attacked.
Yeah,
if they're old.
I guess I consented to that without knowing it.
That's part of the contract, right? The old women could come up and hit you with stop signs
apparently.
Anytime they want.
That's part of the thing that really confuses me about the social contract, is that despite my insistence that I do not agree, I am constantly told by proponents of the social contract that, yes, I do.
You have agreed. Now, I think that what's important about that video with that old woman is that, for me, I didn't change my opinion on that video until I realized Derek J was just trying to get some shots of some kids crossing a street with a crossing guard, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Right. Like, this old lady just went bananas. She had a story that she'd created in her mind about government bureaucrats being harassed by people with cameras. So when somebody wants to get a shot so that they can create a montage, a video, create a movie of just some kids, including some B-roll, some kids.
It's like a news package, like what you would get with a typical local news. I was practicing for a local news show that we did here in Keene at the time.
Would she have swatted somebody who was carrying a camera from WMUR?
Probably not, because those are big cameras and they're much more intimidating. But I think the point you're making, Mark, is while it can be true, is not necessarily always the case. So, for instance, a lot of people are just afraid of cameras. A lot of people. It doesn't matter that they have a narrative about being a government bureaucrat.
I don't know what her narrative was.
Right.
He wasn't doing anything to her.
Most
people say, you went up and you were hassling that lady. And no, you weren't. And that's important for people to confront in their minds. If that's what you believe, you are GD wrong.
Yeah. Well, in the beginning of the video in question, all that happens is Derek turns his camera on and then he says hello to this woman, and then she turns around and swings at him and yells.
But she looked at him first, and that's why he greeted her with hello.
Okay. Well, regardless, some people believe that there was some sort of prelude to this wherein we were harassing her or something on the side of the road, which, of course, wasn't the case at all. But nonetheless, my point was going to be that whether she had some sort of narrative in her mind about cameras and being a government agent, I don't think is necessarily the case. There are just some people who they just don't like being recorded. There was a YouTube channel I was watching recently where their gig, apparently, is to just go walk down a public street recording the video. studio.
Yeah.
And they're not trying specifically to record one person or another. They're just simply going and recording their day as though they were just walking down a downtown street, recording the process of walking down a street. And eventually they just come across people who just take a personal issue with the fact that somebody has a video camera out recording them.
People are freaking out over this Google Glass thing, right? Like somehow you're part of the NSA spying on them or something like that. I don't know. But I think it's very interesting. This is a question America needs to, and the world's going to need to come across at some point. And the question is do I, as a free, whole, and sovereign individual, have the right to record my day? That what I do during my day, do I have the right to record that? And
not in some places, no. If you're making a phone call here in New Hampshire, you do not.
You have the a right is something that comes from within, not the dirty, stinking, lying politicians writing that crap down.
Okay.
That's really important for us to distinguish. So the question is, do I have the right to do that? Or do people on the street whom I've never met, who are out in public, who, didn't know that I was going to be recording out there. Do they have the right to not to be blurred out? Do I
stop you?
Do I have to edit the video? Do I have to put in all these extra hours to edit the video? They don't even know what I'm going to do with the video. Mm-hmm. Who are these people, and what is it? What's their expectation of wandering around out in public? I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's a question that people need to answer. Who has the right here?
Share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. From my experience with some of these people who are very anti, don't record me type folks. And look, I don't really generally have an interest in recording you. If you're just the average person on the street and you're going about your business, you're not interesting to me as far as my camera is concerned. But at the same time, if I wanted to make a video about me walking down the street and show how beautiful Keene's downtown was or something like that, and somebody took an issue with that, I would not stop recording at that point because I was there for a different purpose. And then that person took an issue, and then they made the video, which was just going to be a nice tour of downtown Keene, into a video about this a-hole who has a problem with me recording.
Yeah, this is a weird one. And this one's particularly interesting for me because I record so much of my daily activities and then upload them.
You call it like the Truman Show or something, right?
Yeah, I say it's like the Truman Show for liberty.
Right.
But the problem is that in a real libertarian free society, there would be property rights firmly defined, so it would be clear who owns the property that I'm recording on. And so I wouldn't be on public property. There would be no tragedy of the commons to dispute, like, you can't take my picture here. I would say, oh, really? Let's talk to the property owner. Mm-hmm. And then it would be very clear. The McDonald's or whoever would say, yeah, he's allowed to record.
Well, there is, I mean, if you claim that the state's the property owner, I think that there's a valid argument for the state being the, you know, at least there's an understandable argument for the state being the property owner. The state's pretty clear. You can be recorded if you are out in public.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That doesn't stop people from getting upset, or in some cases getting violent. Derek Day was attacked. His camera was broken over just simply recording some video in a public place. And some people get really upset about it, as though they own the photons that are coming into your camera lens, as though they should have some ability to control that when they're out in public. It's ridiculous. We're coming up.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBucks to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew, butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Some neighbors around here are very upset that we don't agree with the social contract. What happened earlier in the show, and I mentioned that Mark was getting out of his chair, is there's a certain character here who lives literally three houses down the street. Goes by the name Boston Strong. At least that's what that we call him. And I think his friends call him Boston or something like that. Honestly, I don't really even know. But the guy doesn't, he's not from around here originally. Like us, he's from Boston. And he's very upset. He's one of the members of Stop Free Keene, which is a group that has formed here in Keene, New Hampshire, to oppose some of the liberty-loving activists that have moved here. And so he just happens to live nearby the LRN studios. And every time he drives by the studio, he yells at the top of his lungs, which could be heard pretty loud through the window here, "Get a job!" And that's all. It's the only line he's got. It's always get a job. It's always the same line.
I have a job. I'm a talk show host, and I wish you'd shut up while
I'm trying to variety. I'm doing my job. Stop.
Stop bothering us. So yeah, he just yells this at the top of his lungs, and then he speeds down the street, and he pulls in his driveway. And so apparently what happened tonight was something a little bit different. Those watching the cam feed over the break probably noticed Chris Cantwell coming in. And, of course, Chris Cantwell now lives across the street from the KAC, ChristopherCantwell.com, his website. And he happened to hear Boston Strong yelling as he drove by, which, by the way, is just not a very neighborly thing to do. We're accused of being bad neighbors or something like that, but we keep the house pretty clean here, and you know the yard is in decent shape, and nobody goes out in front of anyone else's houses around here and shouts at them. But this guy does, and I guess he considers himself a good neighbor.
Yeah, he's the good neighbor.
Right. So Chris Cantwell went out there and basically confronted this dude in front of his house.
Hey, could you not yell?
Yeah, and apparently there was a bit of a back and forth, and some of it got caught on video. So hopefully we're going to have that video up at some point. If it's worth it, it may get posted to Free Keen. Otherwise, that's freekeen.com. Otherwise, it may just be on the Raw channel.
I like that people are working out their problems with words, you know, and video cameras are adding an extra layer of accountability. You know, that it's a situation that could come to blows when people disagree and
this is an angry man.
Yelling.
Yeah, he's not going to come to blows with Cantwell. He had a revolver on his hip. Cantwell had a revolver on his hip. And people rarely hit people with revolvers on their hip.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's something you don't do. It's one of the advantages of the open carry thing. I'm not a big fan of open carry. I feel like, you know, if I want to have a gun, chances are good I don't want to be showing it to everybody and making myself a target. But I can't claim that there's not an advantage to it.
But this actually ties into the discussion we've been having about the fear of cameras that some people have, this just angry demeanor that people will bring upon themselves if a camera is around in public, and they get very offended as though you're somehow violating their rights. The idea, of course, from their perspective being that they have a right to privacy when in public. It's the craziest thing, but it's also not an uncommon perspective, it seems. Again, there's a video channel on YouTube where it's their thing. They just walk around in public with a video camera until somebody gets mad, and then they make a video out of it. So it's not uncommon, and this Boston Strong character is one of a fairly large group of people. You know, you could argue there's more people in Stop Free Keene than there are in the activist community here in Keene. And these are people who are upset that we don't like the status quo, and they're upset that we're challenging the status quo, and that we're loud about it, and that we're putting videos out showing the people in the status quo to be hypocrites and violent and dangerous and threatening towards others, because they like things the way they are, and they don't like having somebody come around and upset the apple cart. And I mean, I guess I can kind of empathize with how frustrating it could be to have life in a certain way and have, you know, continue to expect that life will be a certain way, and then have these rabble-rousers come in and start to sort of do things that are unusual, question things that had not been previously questioned, bring up topics that could cause things to change. And I could see that that could be difficult for people.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to stop.
It's a lot like that movie Pleasantville, like you've described,
or
you've used the analogy to describe Keene in a way. And I think there are a lot of people who move to Keene for that sort of gelled life. They just want things to stop and never innovate, never change.
Well,
just
they
like
want
their patterns.
Plenty of innovation. Each one of these people wants things to change.
I don't see that in the downtown where it's like everything must be brick and we cannot
have a building more than three stories. Or
then
four.
How come
don't
their budget keeps
colors.
Going up? How come the city government every single year keeps on wanting more and more money?
Keep paying the bureaucrats and make their programs larger. But I know where Derek's coming from. Like when there's a cell phone company that wanted to put a tower up on the hill. We can't have that. It'll destroy the view. No, it's fine, really. There's one tower there already. What's the second tower? How's that going to do anything? So, yeah, I mean, when you're out in the kind of the woods, you're likely going to get that provincial perspective, people frustrated with change. But you probably get that in the city as well. Like, people think that things are fine the way they are.
I don't know. I guess so.
You're welcome to share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. We can also continue discussing the ridiculous idea of the social contract. But some people would say that the existence of people like Boston Strong and the other folks from Stop Free Keene. Oh, I don't think we mentioned this. Over the weekend, related story. Over the weekend, somebody came by here and stood out in front of the studio
Oh, yeah. What was that
right
about?
On the corner. It was actually yesterday that this happened. I don't think you guys knew about it last night, Mark, so you probably didn't talk about this. But there was some guy from Stop Free Keene who doesn't live around here. But
how did you know he was from Stop Free Keene? Are you just assuming?
No, somebody took a screenshot of one of the posts in their group. They've got a Facebook group
where
they chit-chat about certain things. Now, I didn't know if it was going to be true or not, but the guy was claiming he was going to come over here
and
do something. And he said to his wife, he claims he's told his wife to get the bail money ready.
Oh,
suggesting that he didn't care what he was, you know, he didn't care what the police did, et cetera, et cetera. So he comes over at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We're, you know, just a few people on the porch. I'm doing some stuff on my laptop, getting a little bit of work, kind of catching up on some emails, getting stuff done. And I look up, and there's this guy standing there with his camera, just standing there.
Was he on the property or out on
the
street?
He was at the corner, technically on public
property. He will
teach
you a lesson with that camera, those cameras of yours.
Okay. Well, I was grateful that he didn't destroy any property or physically attack anyone. He did just stand there quietly with his cell phone, holding that up. He stood there for at least 20, 25 minutes.
Wow.
Ultimately, a small crowd of activists gathered on the porch to observe and question the man. An attempt to get him to speak and, you know, talk to us. What's your issue, man? I mean, is there some sort of concern that you have, something you're angry about? We'd be happy to talk to you about it.
Did he speak?
No, he did not say one word the entire time that he was standing. It was a very strange behavior.
Like an alien landing. Like, I'm just here to observe you.
Yeah.
I won't answer any questions.
I thought it was a very strange behavior. So, ultimately, I offered him a drink. I offered to get him some water. You know, it was kind of hot out. It was the afternoon. Chris Cantwell came outside as well, and he offered him some lemonade. He didn't seem to be interested in having any beverage. Also offered him some chalk, because they had said in the Stop Free Keene thread that they were going to come out and chalk in front of the KAC and the LRN studios, which is where we are. And that wouldn't be the first time. And in fact, Boston Strong actually came out and chalked one morning at about 5 a.m. So he was alone. We had thought that maybe there would be more than one person showing up, but unfortunately he was all alone. Mm. So we offered him some chalk. He didn't take that.
Were you trying to be annoyingly neighborly? Were you trying to, like, irk him? Like, oh, you're here to make us uncomfortable, so I'm going to be just, oh, so kind and gentle to you.
I actually had previously thought if somebody ever comes and does a protest here, it would be a nice thing to offer them some cookies or something to drink or some, you know, be neighborly and be nice.
But I'll bet that's not what he expected.
Probably not. But in this case, we offered him chalk. He passed on that, but I left the chalk there on the ground in case he wanted to, you know, later pick it up.
Communicate with chalk.
Right, just communicate something.
No,
right?
Speak 'em, use 'em chalk.
And then Chris came out then after a little bit. He brought out a poster board, a piece of poster board and a large black marker, and also his megaphone, and even offered to him all of these tools. So he
like a soapbox, too. I mean, he's given him every tool he could possibly use to communicate.
Right.
He's
we wanted him to express himself. What was he there for? What was his purpose? What does he want to say to people? Get a message out there. He didn't do it.
Maybe he was just art. He was living art for a little while, and you just didn't get it.
It's certainly true. It could be true. He took off, and that was it. So I thought that was kind of an interesting story. But people are upset here, and they would say that you guys, the critics would say, you guys in Keene, you're on the wrong track. You're doing everything wrong. Look at what's happened. You've got these people out in front of your house. You've got people yelling things at you. You've got property damage happening. I mean, clearly, you're bringing this all upon yourselves, and you're clearly doing it wrong.
Yeah, wouldn't it be easier to just pack up and go home? Don't you think that's what everyone should do?
Well, what
we're facing criticism?
I don't know whether this is the right way to go about achieving more freedom in our lifetimes. What successes have you had?
Oh, plenty of people have been moving here as a result of the activism that goes on in Keene. And I mean, when I say here, I mean across New Hampshire. People all across New Hampshire, a lot of them, have been turned on and inspired by things like Derek J's victimless crime spree and some of the other things that have happened here. We're coming up, 855, 453. You can tell your story.
Radio is the most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Is gun ownership about target shooting, hunting, and self-defense, or is there more to it? Oath Keepers and Rayburn Entertainment present Molon Labe, inspired by the works of Edwin Vieira Jr., explains why we need to revitalize the state militia system. Featuring Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Larry Pratt, and Stuart Rhodes. Available on DVD at moviepubs.net, oathkeepers.org, and gunowners.org.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.